If you'd be so kind to get your pew Bibles out on this last Sunday in May. My goodness. John chapter 17. The text is the first 11 verses. I'm going to read out loud the first 5 verses. Page 111 in your pew Bibles. It's Jesus' high priestly prayer, praying for his disciples, praying for you and me. The Word of God. After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed." May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of this his holy word. Amen. Again, will you join me in prayer? Let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you for those wonderful words of life flowing from your Son, Jesus Christ. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. Oh, Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A very important prayer in the life of the church. Jesus' great high priestly prayer in John's gospel. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you. When Jesus is honored, God is honored. When we seek to obey Jesus' words, we hallow God's name. We sing his praise. All this when we honor Jesus. It is only by the power of the Holy Spirit that we can attempt to honor Jesus. By being obedient to his words and deeds, we can truly hallow his name. Otherwise, we remain tethered to our own mean-spirited attitudes. If you are a Coptic Christian living in Egypt, you could easily lose your life at any time. As of this past Friday, 23 Christians were killed and 25 wounded while riding a bus to a monastery about 140 miles south of Cairo. 10 masked men with assault rifles shot up the bus those Christians were riding on, including women and children. Then, of course, the masked assault team ran away from the scene. Coptic Christians make up about 10% of Egypt's population of 92 million. The Coptics on that bus were on their way to pray. As an individual with all kinds of weaknesses, as you all know, I really have a difficult time loving members of ISIS. Didn't our Lord Jesus say once upon a time, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you? If I were a family member of that shot up Coptic Christian bus, I would really struggle to express forgiveness to that assault team. And to bring it closer to home, I also have a very difficult time loving some of my neighbors. One in particular, I am very concerned about, worried about, and frustrated with. She's a down and out drunk. She drives her car to the local ABC store in Pocosin, gets a bottle of whiskey, brings it back home, and gets smashed in front of her family. The family in question has tried rehabs, but so far, no help. And here's my kind, benevolent prayer that one day when she's behind the wheel in Pocosin, that a Pocosin policeman will catch this woman driving drunk and arrest her and put her in the slammer. My dear wife Bonnie is always saying to me, it's a sickness, Michael. Try not to be so judgmental. And then me and my righteous little self, listening to Bonnie's common sense and wisdom, I puff my little chest out and say, well, Bonnie, how would you feel if that alcoholic knucklehead killed one of our grandchildren or someone else's for that matter? You gonna be still preaching at me? You see, if we could do as Jesus says to do, love even those who are difficult to love, then Jesus would be honored in the process. I'm just saying it's difficult to do sometimes. So thank God at the times we can love others, especially those difficult to love. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Now maybe we might try to honor God by honoring Jesus in some baby steps. Is there someone you can forgive in your own life who has been hurting you somehow? Maybe that someone is not a member of ISIS. Maybe that someone is not someone who recently committed adultery with your spouse. Maybe he's not someone who recently scammed your elderly mother out of $25,000. Maybe, Jennifer, it's somebody at work who did not react very favorably at the news of your promotion. Why you gotta be such a frumpy grump? Well, I could be promoted too. Maybe it's someone down the street who has told your children not to use their yard as a shortcut. Hey, you kids, get out of my yard. Oh, you old frumpy grump. Maybe it's that driver in the Mustang hauling it down Victory Boulevard who just cuts you off. Hey, you. Just wave it with my five fingers. Jesus is asking the Father to glorify him so he can glorify the Father. When we glorify Jesus, we glorify his heavenly Father. And we do precisely that when we obey Jesus' words. We may not be perfect disciples, but Jesus calls us to try. Not to be perfect, but to be obedient. Ever thought about what it means when we say in the Lord's Prayer, hallowed be thy name? I'm suggesting it's akin to what Jesus is asking in his prayer in John's gospel. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you. We keep God's name sacred when we do as Jesus tells us to do. This morning I want to leave you with just a word about some people who live far, far away from Pocosin and Yorktown and Hampton and Newport News and Williamsburg. My Kiwanis Club in Pocosin is trying to get an arrangement, we've already done it, with a Kiwanis Club in Mongolia. They've never had a Kiwanis Club in Mongolia. Well, that's not the point why I raise that up. Listen to this. Up until World War II, there were no Christians in Mongolia. None. And then in 1972, John Gibbons and his Mongolian wife translated the New Testament into Mongolian. The communist government in that country collapsed, and Christians poured into the country. Today, there are 330 congregations, 50,000 Christians in the country of Mongolia. John Gibbons and his wife decided to translate the New Testament as a way of honoring Jesus. In doing so, they opened up the floodgates to a people hungry for the Word. Now, Kirkwood, that's what the Gibbons did. What are we going to do to glorify Jesus? And when you glorify Jesus, you glorify God. It's so simple. When you glorify Jesus, you glorify God. It doesn't get any simpler than that. Right? Let us pray. Gracious Lord, help us to glorify your Son so that we can glorify you. In all the many ways you give us to interact with our neighbors and friends and enemies, teach us how to be your Son's disciples. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.